smoker.
Welcome to America Tonight. We always kick off our show with our friends from Talk Radio News, Ellen Ratner in the wings. Ellen, the VP to the rescue, Joe Biden, is now in China. And, of course, the big news there is trying to, I suppose, calm the waters or issue a strong warning to China for declaring an air defense zone over islands that are, by the way, claimed by Japan. This is a wild story. I'm sure you've been following it. You think Biden will have some success there? Because you got to really walk kind of softly, I think, on this.
Right. Well, we do have to walk softly. And so, listen, the issue is that there was an, I think maybe a year ago, a Time magazine, or was it one of the big magazines, did something and they said, and we might have World War III over this. It showed that island
right.
The dispute.
Right, right. And it's interesting because you had three airliners that they did what they were asked to do, and they warned China when they were coming over the space, and it was fine. So at issue is just what I said, is the Japan versus China thing and these islands that are, it's a territorial war over, isn't this Japan, aren't these islands that Japan has claimed? And then it's what's interesting, just as a quick aside, because I think you've met her, I've met her one time, but the ambassador of Japan now is Carolyn Kennedy. So how about that Caroline is thrust into the middle of this?
I know. And I mean, that's why they sent the vice president who has, remember, he's had a lot of experience in foreign affairs.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are saying that by sending Biden, though, too, and you've covered this from Washington, how many times is Biden going to run? People are talking about Biden saying, yeah, I'm all in 2016. You wouldn't be shocked if he ran, would you, for president?
No, and he is thinking of it, but so is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that's always said, if her health holds out, she'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I think there's no question Hillary trumps Joe Biden, right?
Yes. But does she trump other people? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the other part of that. Does she trump other people? It's interesting. I love the whole looking behind the scenes and seeing what's going on behind the curtain. All right, speaking of behind the curtain, you sent me a great note about the EPA Administrator, Gina McCarthy, who's also on a visit to China, which this is a pretty big thing because we're talking about emissions. And China, just like the U.S., is one of the world's leaders in producing emissions. What's the ultimate goal here?
Well, the ultimate goal is to reduce emissions. But China's saying, hey, America didn't reduce emissions 50 years ago. We're where America was 50 years ago. So why should we reduce emissions? I mean, they're giving lip service to it, but they're not doing anything.
Right, so that's a pretty tall task for her then. It's just more getting it out there, talking, getting publicity for it, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah. To me, this was an interesting thing because, you know, we can never get away from affordable health care, Obamacare, and this new little thing that slipped out that Obama is signing up for health care on healthcare.gov. Is that right?
Yes. But what's happened is that they now say they've fixed a lot of these sort of glitches that they were talking about. What happened is they started to talk about all of these little areas that were having problems. And they say they fixed that, and now, in fact, they said at the point that they did the press conference this afternoon, I think they had 345,000 people or something on the website at that point, 375,000 visitors from midnight of today until noon today. So really in 12 hours, 375,000 visitors. They said these glitches they figured, there are 834 like little things, you know, who connects to what, et cetera, and they fixed 80% of those.
Can you imagine if he goes on to sign on? Because you know that's going to be filmed or set up or whatever. What if the site crashed then? That wouldn't be good.
Right.
All right, one last thing. Speaking of the Prez, he talked about this today, that the work on AIDS is far, far, far from finished. Do you believe it's
been
like
what? This is a PEPFAR program, and he said if other countries put in money, the United States will essentially match it, I think, 2 to 1, or I don't remember what it is, up to the tune of $5 billion. Well, I got news for you. I think that's being chintzy.
$5 billion won't cure it at all, will it?
Not at all. I think he needs to do what Bush did, which is to put in $15
billion. Yeah. All right. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. Do you remember when you first heard about AIDS, how long ago that was?
Well, yeah.
That's 25 years ago.
I was working in AIDS back then, in the early 80s.
Wow. And did you find that people just had no clue and you saw before your very eyes what was happening?
It's called GRID, Gay-Related Immune Deficiency Syndrome.
Right.
Before it was AIDS, and then, of course, it became HIV. But, I started the country's actually first gay and lesbian alcohol drug inpatient treatment center when I was working for a company called Addiction Recovery Corporation.
Ooh, I bet that, how big did that get?
That was 1986.
Ooh, I bet that got big pretty fast.
It did, because, of course, what they found, and this is the interesting study, is after two drinks, people would not do what we would call in those days safer sex. We didn't call it safe sex. We called it safer sex.
Right.
Because after two drinks, you throw caution to the wind. So we were very cognizant of that as an issue with AIDS.
Mm. All right. So
you didn't get that tonight, did you?
No, but that's interesting because, you know, this is, they're talking about the new HIV/AIDS initiative, like we're saying, on World AIDS Day. That's,
right. Yesterday was
that's the tradition.
World AIDS Day, but it was celebrated today because it was on a Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, stamping that out, so many sad, sad stories for all kinds of people, especially if you go back to what was, how people were being infected and people not knowing and all the things that now, at least there's been a lot of advancements since the beginning, since the 80s when it first started to pop up. But, boy, it was a sad state of affairs in the beginning, and it'd be great to see it stamped out, honestly. Yeah,
it would be, but that's going to take some real work. But the problem is that what people don't realize is that if, in fact, you have AIDS, and if one of the symptoms by having this immune deficiency is that we get TB, and then our antibiotics don't work, that it's not just that person in Africa that gets AIDS. It's important to keep a handle on it so that we don't build up antibiotic resistance. By not letting the virus get there in the first place.
Yeah, well said. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. Great insights. We appreciate
Thank
it. We'll
you.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye. All right, coming up in the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, we'll toss around more about Obamacare. Robert Gibbs, remember the mouth that roared? He was one of the original, and still is, one of the original president's men. He was the press secretary for a while. He had something to say about the back end of the healthcare system that's kind of scary, actually. And when we look at tech failures in general, now we look at not just the Affordable Care Act's website, healthcare.gov, because we know that was a flop when it rolled out on October 1st. But there have been other sites, and this isn't surprising, some of them we've talked about since I've been doing America Tonight, that have also gone down the drain. So what is it about technology and government? Somehow the two don't do well together. Go and figure. We do live in the United States of America, don't we? Stay with me. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad. All right, you gotta love this. When people who play on your own team throw you under the bus. So I left off talking about the fact that Robert Gibbs, the former White House press secretary, said that the back-end system between the administration and the insurers is going to be a big concern. He said there's going to be pressure for people to be more forthcoming about information. He was on Morning Joe on MSNBC. This is when all this dribbled out of his mouth. He said there's no doubt, this is a quote, he said there's no doubt that the back-end systems will continue to be a great concern because of the pressure that's already been put on the Obama administration to be more forthcoming about what's happening and whether insurance companies are getting the information. So it's like he just made the magnifying glass even bigger for his boss, the man that he's got him elected twice, and was the tech guru for him as far as getting all the college students involved the first time around for Barack Obama. So Gibbs really emphasized the importance of having, you know, that the system had to be good, so that the people who signed up were covered by health insurers and by the insurance, right? So it had to work for the companies and it had to work for the government. And that they have to work with the companies to make sure the information is transmitted correctly and not duplicated. Boy, that doesn't make you feel good. Just another big reminder. Oh, that's right. So people can hack into the system and I'm putting my information, my private information in there. And I just thought, what is he saying? With because the insurers are freaking out, and they're saying that the website is flawed, and they're blaming the White House. They're blaming Obama, saying that this is a problem. It's a problem for us. So then Gibbs is just backing that up even more and saying, oh, yeah. Oh, this is really important. You think somebody alerted the press to that maybe in a few down moments and said, hey, you might want to call Robert and tell him not to go on MSNBC and throw more wood onto the fire that's already burning around us when it comes to affordable health care. And, you know, it's interesting because you look at how much money is spent on the technology aspect of this. And listen, I mean, who hasn't been involved in trying to deal with websites and putting websites together for their company, for themselves, for, you know, whatever? And it sounds like it's just so easy. Do it yourself. It's a piece of cake. Just go to GoDaddy, set it up. You'll have a beautiful website. And then you have to end up paying somebody and you have to figure it out and there's problems. But that's an individual. That's a small, small company. That's an entrepreneurial deal. When you're paying ridiculous amounts of money, now I'm going back in history a little bit, but why is it that the more you pay, the results seem to be even worse? I mean, we all agree, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, undecided, hate all parties, independent, hoping for a third party, common sense party, healthcare.gov is absolutely, I mean, it absolutely just fell on its head. And the technology failures is the price that the administration keeps paying for it. And we're the taxpayers, so we're being nickeled and dimed to death over this. So the federal government's System for Award Management, they just call it SAM, was launched last year. Now that project tried to do some aggregate work with nine government databases in one web portal. It was rolled out 2 months late. They missed all kinds of deadlines. And of course, what's the common denominator? They overspent. So SAM.gov, and the Los Angeles Times just did a great story on this, SAM.gov might have also exposed personal information. The General Services Administration apologized for all the problems with the site that was supposed to use one portal for just private companies trying to get government business and also government and civilian employees who, of course, awarded them. So check this out. The government hired IBM as its main contractor. They paid $74.4 million over 8 years, but they underestimated the project cost by $38 million. So how much was spent? I know I have that Catholic schoolgirl math, but that's more than $1 billion in over 7 years. $1 billion in 7 years. So even the Air Force scrapped their program to try to modernize supply management. And why? Because they underestimated how much dough was needed to undertake that kind of a project. So IT, government-wise, is lousy. You want to talk about missteps and then some. And I'm going to go back to the same thing. Listen, I know a lot of smart people. You probably know a lot of smart people. We've had a lot of smart tech people on this show for the past 7 years. Now, I don't know. What are the chances that those people would do an incredible job if they were given even half the money to play with to put up these sites? I'm just thinking I might take my chances with my guys versus who the government's hiring. So when the president has these State of the Union addresses, I mean, and all the presidents do, they talk about, oh, math is so important, technology, we got to really beef up technology to compete on the world stage. The Chinese are starting to kill us in this area, but we have smart people here in the United States We have schools flooded with some of the biggest minds, the best brains in the world. Well, where are they? Are they? They must be getting great jobs, I think, in the private sector, and they want nothing to do with any kind of technology when it comes to the government. So $76 billion is being spent on technology. The government found that 700 of the projects, which were actually over $12.5 billion, so just listen to the number for a second, $12.5 billion, were in trouble. So IT is not working, clearly. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. How much waste, how much government funding is going down the tubes? Who do we blame for this, on this system? Is it the way they contract companies? Is it that technology moves so fast and the only people that are bidding are the people who just aren't up to snuff compared to what you would get in the private sector? I mean, you know, it's what I said with Robert Gibbs, the guy who was running the president's campaign the first time around, and the second time around, so much of it was about technology, right? Using technology, social media. But the administration is, it's an abomination under this administration, and just in general now in government. I mean, we could roll back and compare the errors, and it, of course, it was a little different as how technology was moving. I mean, but this is embarrassing. How can you have these State of the Union addresses and harp on this and then have all these blunders when it comes to $12.5 billion being spent? Does anybody else see that there's a problem here? What do you think? You think we need to fire the people who are working on technology for the government and hire better people, contract better people? Duh. Now, the president himself isn't in the middle of this, but who are the president's men? Who are the people underneath the president's men? Who are the people underneath them who are contracting, who are hiring these people, who are putting these sites together? If you were to give, after what I just said to you, if you were to give the government, your government, a grade on how they deal with technology, just based on the little bit I've given you here, what kind of grade would you give the government? I'd be hard-pressed to give them a D-. You know, I went to a college where we had pluses and minuses, and I'll say this. I don't care what your politics are. It has nothing to do with that. This is just a bad beat. This is embarrassing. Give me a break. All right, if you want to chime in, you certainly can. 855-266-5283 or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. On the flip side, how fast was that train going in New York that crashed on Sunday? If you haven't heard, it's going to knock your socks off next.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
Well, safety's good, but it can be better. And I'm sure if we asked the people on that train and the families who were lost, they'd say it could be a lot better. When I heard about the speed, I gulped. It sort of takes your breath away. For a train to be going 82 miles an hour around that curve is just a frightening thought.
That is a longtime Democratic Senator from New York, Chuck Schumer. And he really sounded out of breath, didn't he? All the papers today had the big picture of the crash that everybody's talking about, the derailment in New York. The fact that now we know that the commuter train that went off the tracks was going around the curve that was supposed to be 30 miles an hour was going 82 miles an hour. That's what the National Transportation Safety Board is saying. How crazy is that? And you know what we're thinking? The big thing that we're thinking is, was somebody texting? Was there a phone involved? What was it? Was it equipment? Was it human error? What was it that led to this crash that killed four and injured so many other people early on Sunday morning when they were going back to the city? Because this happened as the train was headed to Grand Central Station. Think about it. Do the math there, and we can all do this math. 30 miles an hour, 82 miles an hour. There is just no way. How are you stopping this thing? And by the time he hit the brakes, the engineer had hit the brakes, there was like five, it was like 5 seconds to spare. That's all he had left. So this is a sharp bend. I've actually been on this train just one time in my life, and it you go close to the Hudson, and that's why I kind of remember that route. It's where the Hudson and the Harlem Rivers actually meet. So the locomotive and the seven cars toppled over, leaving the lead cars just inches. And you could see that. And that was the thing that you could see if you look on websites or in the newspaper or whatever, the pictures, just inches from the water, which was so scary. Luckily, they recovered those data recorders and whatnot from the crash, and then they've also got some surveillance footage. It's not great. It's kind of grainy from what I heard. They did drug and alcohol testing. That's normal. That's what they do with the train's driver. They don't have the results. You know, they're very careful about that, not jumping into accusations. You can certainly have rumors or people can speculate. But the track, here's the thing. The track looked like it was in pretty good condition, and they weren't aware of any problems. I'm just saying, with the train's brakes. So we already have tracks good, looks good, train's brakes are working. The train's engineer is a guy named William Rockefeller, and he's, of course, was interviewed on Monday along with everybody else, the rest of the crew there. And they'll do more interviews, I'm sure, for the next couple of days, because this is where they're getting their information. And this is a guy who's worked for the MTA, that's the system, for 20 years. And he said he tried to hit the brakes going into the bend, but they didn't work. 150 people were on board the train when it veered, I mean, whew, veered off the tracks at 7:20 in the morning on Sunday. So passengers just, I mean, they're half asleep, they're lying sideways on the car, they're reading, whatever. And everything's flying. Gravel's flying up in their faces and shattered glass. I mean, dozens of people just had blood. I had a friend that was kind of close to the scene, and I won't get too graphic. Just, it really did look like a scene from a movie is the way it was described for me. The where the trains fell out, how the people looked as some of them were able to be pulled from the trains that were turned over. And, you know, they had to use, and I've said this in a previous show, they had to use those jacks and airbags to be able to look underneath the trains to make sure they there wasn't anybody underneath the trains because of the way the cars fell. And I don't know, maybe if you were sleeping and you were in the right spot, you might have been the lucky person, because when you wake up, the train is rolling and you're scared out of your mind. But maybe because you're kind of loose, I would think your body would be a little bit loose, you're not tightening up for a crash. Sometimes they say there's something about that. And I think of trains, and, you know, there's nothing hooking you in these trains. So you got a kind of a big, chunky seat that you're sitting in, and that could, and with lots of metal around, by the way, and that could be pretty frightening. Gravel flying, people screaming, smoke, debris, all of that. And the people that died were of all kinds of ages, 50s, 30s, that kind of thing, and of course, they're going to do autopsies, but it was where they were in the train and what happened. And they have never had, they said they have never had a passenger death during an accident in 31 years in this particular area. It was called Metro North because they were coming from the Bronx, basically that area, going down into Grand Central Station, which is in the city, which is in Manhattan. And, boy, that's rough. That would be, that is rough. That's those, I mean, I hate to say it because everybody has if moments and you can't live your life that way. But if, you know, I took the later train, if this didn't happen. But I want to know, the most important thing is, why is that engineer who's got 20 years under his belt, why is he hitting the brakes at the last second and hitting a curve that's 30 miles an hour that he does a lot? At 82 miles an hour. Why is that happening? There has to be more to the story. There has to be an explanation for it. But what is the explanation? I mean, no if it has to do with driver error, no explanation is going to be good enough. Is it, maybe there was something else in the equipment. Like I said, the NTSB is careful because they know where these things all end up, and they're not going to just throw wild accusations. What's happening privately, and it's very tough to get the info out, they're trying to hang on to that for as long as they can so that they don't have it leak out and then have to backtrack on any of it. They don't, if they've got some kind of case, regardless, if it's a problem with the line, then you think lawsuits and everything else. If it's a problem with the engineer, there's a big problem that would happen with that as well. So they're not going to just blurt it out. They're going to wait, make sure that they've got all the facts after they investigate. And they're pretty thorough. I mean, they piece it together. I think at times, and perhaps this is knowing too much about other crash sites, there have been some brutal investigators who tried to bury things. But in general, there are some really good people that work there now, I think. And that's what they'll do. They'll piece this together and then come up with what the answer is. Unbelievable. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, another mishap in paradise. I don't know. What's your idea of paradise? Could it be an island somewhere? And it could it be something? Could something be threatening in the water? We're going to talk about that in our final segment on ATN. So besides speed with that New York train, the other thing that I think has gotten buzz across the land, and maybe you don't even know who Paul Walker is, but you've heard this conversation, you've seen the wreckage. I've had a lot of people say this to me. Did you see that kid? They call him that kid. Did you see that kid's car? And Paul Walker was an actor who was at a, he was at his charity thing, and he left the charity thing over the weekend on Saturday, and he was in a Porsche, a 2005 Porsche that they say, drivers say, is tough to control. And he was burned beyond recognition. Burned beyond recognition because the Porsche that his buddy was driving in, and he was a passenger in, 2005, like I said, Porsche Carrera GT, was somehow it hit a light pole and then also hit a tree and exploded. I mean, so there was just a fireball. They say that they have to use dental records to do the identifying even. I mean, it just burst. And the crash, where it happened, it's kind of, they say, a street that has a one-mile loop, and it's in an industrial office park, and outside it's got, you know, outside of that park, it's got hills, and it's pretty isolated, I guess, from traffic, and it's a known hot spot, the California Highway Patrol says, for people who are racing. You know, drag racing, believe it or not. Because of that stretch, weekends, businesses are closed, they would have been there on the weekend, and there was a rumor about a second car, so they were thinking that, oh, maybe this was a race, and that's what happened here, but people that saw it say they only saw one car, so that was just a weird rumor, and it was at a high rate of speed. The speed limit there is 45 miles an hour, so they think it might have been double that, but who knows? They don't know that for sure. But the bodies were so badly burned by the fire that just, boom, ate up that wreck that they have to have the dental records and do it that way. And Paul Walker, with his buddy, co-owned an auto racing team, and he was into adrenaline rushes, into speed and all that kind of stuff. And so there are all kinds of GTS races, and this is a car that they apparently used for that. You think of this guy, Paul Walker, he starred in all but one of the six Fast and Furiouses. They were filming Fast and Furious 7, and that's supposedly done. There was just a break from the latest installment. It's almost wrapped up. But, man, unbelievable to see that car that was unrecognizable. Stay with us.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful.
Tonight, I'm not talking about being gobbled up by the shock of what's happening to your health care, unless you're somebody who thinks it's pretty good. I'm talking about an actual shark attack, a deadly shark attack in Maui. Another one. This time, a kayak fisherman was attacked and killed by a shark off of Maui on Monday morning. They said it happened around 5:30 or so. Sad story. And what happened was the guy, the 57-year-old guy who was traveling there, his name was Patrick Briney from Washington State, which we've got a lot of listeners there. He was kayaking with a friend from McKenna, it's called McKenna Landing. toward Big Beach when he was attacked. And I know that area pretty well. That's the tourist area because Big Beach is the beautiful white sandy beaches in Maui. And that area, that landing, is where a lot of the tourist boats where they take people out to snorkel or sail or, you know, that kind of thing. And he was with somebody. I guess that's the good news. So there was no what happened to my friend. I mean, there is no good news. There is no good news. I take that back. But at least someone was with him. So he was bit while he was fishing from the kayak. And he was just a half mile off of a point near Little Beach, which is on his way to Big Beach. They're right around the corner from each other. And he had artificial, so this is what I was thinking. What would draw a shark to that kayak? He had artificial lures, which was to attract bait fish when he was dangling his foot that was bit off by the shark. That's what happened. So he was using the lures. His fishing partner, I'm not huge into fishing. I did some blue fishing when I was a kid where, you know, you're trolling. And so the boats keep, which you know what that means. You're in salt water and it's traveling the whole time and you're sitting there with the rod planted. So this is different when you're on the piece of plastic on the kayak. And, his partner is his friend. Was about 500 miles away when it happened. He paddled over. He tried to do what he could. He tied a tourniquet, and he asked a charter tour boat, because they immediately saw what was going on, too, because it looked like a big shark. And the boat took the guy to the boat ramp, and then they took him to the hospital. And immediately they closed the beaches. So they've got shark warning signs now that are being posted to tell people to stay out of the water from that bay to this landing. And the beaches are open, but they're trying to tell people to stay out of the water. So wait, go to the beach and don't be scared. Don't be scared. Even though another guy just died kayaking and fishing, just simply not very far off the shore. But enjoy the sand of beautiful Hawaii. Just don't go in the water when you're melting. What's really scary about this is, and the reason why it's significant and why I bring it up, is that they say if there's no sharks that they see, they're going to reopen it the next day. And, I mean, they've got to figure this out because this is the 13th reported shark deal this year. 13th. The 8th on Maui. And over 20 years, at least what's reported, because who knows. You know, we've had people on to talk about that. Over the last 20 years, they've averaged about 4 unprovoked, they call them, shark incidents a year. But there's a lot of variables to that. There was nothing that happened in 98, just one in 2008. In 2012, the 10 that were reported, there were 10 reported at the time, and it was unprecedented. Now we're talking about 13. I mean, this is not normal around Maui. So now they say they're doing a 2-year study of shark behavior around Maui to get a better insight into what's happening. And this is after what happened a couple of days ago. A woman wasn't fatally injured, but she was attacked by a shark just miles away from where the attack was on this kayaker guy. And then in August, there was a 20-year-old girl, a German girl tourist, who was killed when her arm was severed in a shark attack at a beach, which is also in that area. And they don't like to report on this kind of stuff when they happen, because, I mean, think about it. That's the land of Aloha and all that stuff. So naturally, we are taking the show for a couple of days to Hawaii in January, and we're going to Maui. In fact, not far from that very area where these attacks are happening. And they think it might be tiger sharks. And they think that, and tiger sharks are terrible, they're dangerous. So they think it might be tiger sharks that are doing this, that's what it is. So they're, of course, there are things not to do. Sunrise, you know, don't go in sunrise and sunset and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know how to explain that. I mean, it's very sad what happened to, the 20-year-old. And then after the German tourist was attacked, it was just 4 days later that a 16-year-old surfer had injuries to both legs after a shark bite in the Big Island. So something's going on. I don't know, Matt, you have a friend that lives in Hawaii, and does he say he worries about sharks at all?
He lives on Oahu in Honolulu, and there's not as many of these attacks there. It's more on the other island over by Maui. So I don't think he's that worried.
He's not that. Does he swim all the time and snorkel and all that?
He goes surfing here and there. And not as much as he did when he first moved out there, just because he was in college when he first moved out there, and now he's out of college, so it's not as much free time. But he does go surfing a lot and goes up to the North Shore and all that.
So let me ask you this. If you were in Maui, I mean, this is beautiful water, incredible. It's an island. Would you go snorkeling?
I don't know. I think I'd look and see what the locals were doing, and I'd follow their lead.
Are you kidding? The locals, they would tell you were nuts not to go. They're gonna say, this is Hawaii, man. They'd say, this is the land of aloha. Like I said, hang loose. Shake five, go out there. They would tell you that. They wouldn't be worried about it.
Well, then maybe I'd go. And then just swim really fast.
Yeah, oh, that works if there's a shark coming after you. In this case, the guy did have lures. So maybe the silvery thing in the water was what attracted the shark, unfortunately. You know, when you hear about the surfer attacks, it's because they look like seals, and they tell you that. And so that looks like food, you know, bait, whatever, to the shark. So there are things you can do, you know, to be careful about the color of the clothing you wear and all of that kind of stuff. And I'd say the one thing is, boy, you definitely would not want to be swimming or do any of that stuff by yourself. You'd definitely want to have somebody with you. I guess that would be the best precaution to make sure. And then this guy did have his buddy with him, so it's sad. Unfortunately, he just lost too much blood because he tried to help him immediately. That was good thinking on his friend's part. The boat comes over. The people are so friendly there. Boom, the boat's over. They want to help him. They wrap up his leg, and they just couldn't get him there fast enough because of the location, and who knows how fast, you know, how much he was losing blood. It had to be a lot, but they have to be concerned about these sharks there. So naturally, like I said, this is where we are taking America tonight. I think with a lot of people and out on the further areas of the island, I think it would be safe. It's just when you're more remote and probably by yourself, they'll figure it out. Maybe there's a strange school of tiger sharks that are swimming through there. Some people say, hey, it's their habitat, so if you're going to be in their habitat, you just have to be very, very cautious. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.